Step right up, step right up, and play the Virginia Lottery's newest games. The Skee-Ball Scratcher gives you the chance to win up to $150,000. And the Skee-Ball Print and Play gives you the chance to win up to $30,000. Skee-Ball is the funnest, easiest, crowd-pleasiest game on Earth. So, what are you waiting for? Skee-daddle to your local lottery retailer and play all of our Skee-Ball games in-store, in the app, or online at valottery.com/Skee-Ball.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
And welcome back to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy, Health of the Living Podcast / Reclaiming Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. And yes, we are trying a different view today for the first episode back in, I think, 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I lost count of time. Anyway, sorry we're late. Technology just being stupid like always. And you may have heard my little speech to Google on LinkedIn that my recent podcast episode has been censored by Google. And they lied to me about that it takes at least 6 days to get my podcast on their platform. And yet on June 30th, it happened, the episode before the latest one that just came out July 28th, which is a Thursday, was magically came out on the 30th, exactly on the 30th, and so did all the other episodes on time. So either Google's gone stupid or they're totally in trouble, and I can't wait to see what they have in stock for me. Or I'm actually more the other way around, what I have stocking for them. Yeah, exactly. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, screw you, Google, and you can. I can't wait to see what happens on Thursday. Make it a week late. Give me $1,000, please. And we call it even. Anyway, we're going to get on with the show. My friend and colleague Tucker is here tonight. And we're going to be talking about his mastermind. And please enjoy this Out of the Blue episode, live stream tonight, because we usually don't do live streams on the weekend and unexpected at the last minute, but I wasn't going to say no to Tucker, and that says something, so let's have him on.
What's up, buddy? Thank you so much for having me, brother. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. I might have to throw in a few the screw you kind of Google horn, because I hate Google at the moment.
Yeah, I heard you going on that rant. You might be careful, you know. they ain't the ones to make mad.
I ticked off Apple before, and I got an apology from them. I'm good. Hey, as long as I don't say anything threatening, what they're going to do to me? Sue me? I didn't say anything. They're the one who censored my recent episode, so they're looking pretty guilty.
Sounds like most of my Facebook content.
Facebook is now you have to go on Facebook's end and yell at them too. Gosh.
I feel like by this time, how much time I've done in Facebook jail, I'm a hardened criminal at this point. I should get a face tattoo.
Red alert. Don't do any business with Tucker.
He's guilty. Life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. I'm whiter than whipped cream on a saltine cracker.
Sure, let's go with that. So before we get started, tell the people a little bit about who you are and what you do. And yeah.
All right. Well, to those of y'all who don't know who I am, my name is Tucker Bearden. I refer to myself as a practitioner of change. If you're looking for a fancy title, I'm a certified Ziegler Legacy keynote speaker. I do apologize for that. But lately, we've been teaching people how to put on virtual as well as in-person events. And I used to say, and this is why I slipped up, I used to say that I was a sales expert because I went door to door and I sold home maintenance systems.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold. Because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
But what I've come to find is I'm actually a communications expert. And what I teach is actually persuasion and advanced communication skills. And what we've been doing for the past 4 years, Marshall Gillen has been doing his top paid speaker program, where he helped his clients earn over $134 million putting on virtual as well as in-person events. And I attended one of them. We clicked really well, and we ended up partnering in it. So now that's what I'm doing. I became a coach for him, and I am out there just spreading the word about our events, getting the word out there, and helping people become better at networking and just communication in general.
Now, can you guys teach Google on how to communicate?
I mean, they're welcome to join our mastermind, but I don't know how you're gonna do that.
But they don't have any minds; they're a bunch of robots.
Yeah, right. Google recently released an article, where one of their people that was working on their AI came forward, and he was like, y'all should be cautious. Y'all should be aware that what we're building has obtained consciousness, and like now they ended up putting him on administrative leave and saying that he was making false claims. So there ain't no telling what Google's got up their sleeve.
Yeah, that's probably what happened to the person who removed my podcast episode, put him on false leave too. sorry, maybe that might be my only rant tonight. Probably not. I'm just going to be honest. It's a Saturday, so I got enough energy. How did you meet Marshall?
Well, originally it was online. So when I got into the self-development and speaking industry, I began networking. I began reaching out to people and building connections with people, watching people's podcast shows and listening to podcasts and engaging with the hosts. And I came across, one day I came across this guy that was doing dabs in front of a whiteboard in his backyard, teaching, doing whiteboard videos. And he started talking about how anybody can get famous for free, that our phones have become the new television, and people, if you go live and post content in a consistent pattern and people begin to expect you, then people will come and tune into your show the same way they would a TV show. And in turn, they share it with others, and then you connect with people in your audience. You connect with the people that your audience has to connect to, and it creates this unstoppable movement where your network just explodes in every direction. It's actually pretty cool. And that's how I met Marshall initially. That's how I connected to him. And then one day he showed up at an event that I was speaking at, and he was actually one of the speakers when we got to meet in person. So that was really cool.
Now you have to introduce me to him too. He should have been there too.
Yeah, he wanted to be, but weekends for him are family time, and he wasn't able to squeeze it in.
That makes sense. Now, yeah. If you can only tell some people who keep on emailing me every single weekend and say, hey, did you get any emails? Did you get any emails? Did you get any emails? It's like, has anybody figured out how I haven't answered emails on the weekend?
I mean, if you email me, I hope you're not easily offended, because I do not check emails enough to use that as a communication network.
Well, I hate emails. I literally, before we went live, I deleted over 200 plus emails, and it was just a little bunch of junk. And it's like, here's your financial statements. I already have all of them. I don't give a crap. And it's like, I've already paid my bills. I already fought interest on my bank, so done. I don't need it. I hate emails on the weekend. So, yeah, I'm a little off topic. I don't care. So.
Okay. I'm enjoying the banter.
So tell me a little bit about this mastermind coming up. What's the entail? What's the details? Where can people find it?
Okay, so there's the link that I sent to you, and if there's some...
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting. Just like video games and whatnot, but it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long, but thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information.
The event that we got coming up is our virtual event. It's completely free to attend. We will be teaching you how to begin your speaking career and put on your own virtual events. And if you're a business owner or a coach, this is perfect for you, because, like I said, these phones and computers, these are the new TV shows. And most people, a lot of times when they start a new business, what they try to do is they create an email list, they blast the email list, they go to Facebook, they blast Facebook, and they just pitch to all their friends. And there's nothing wrong with that. but it's not the most effective method. If anybody that's ever got into business and tried it knows, okay? So it's difficult for a lot of people to get their name out there because they simply don't understand the proper steps to go by. And what we do is we teach you step by step how to begin putting on your own virtual events, getting people to your virtual events, using your virtual events to get people to your in-person events, and using the entire process to scale your business and your network so it expands your connections. So just the same way that we're going live right now, most people are scared to even click the live button. They say, I get messages all the time. They say, well, what can I do in my business? Like, you know, I really want to get started. I really want to sell this, or I really want to do this for people, but nobody knows who I am. If you go back, about 8 to 10 years ago or something like that, nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew my name. I was a country boy working on a farm, working 7 days a week, most days 12 hours a day. And when I went live on Facebook, nobody even watched. I began sticking to a pattern and sticking, going live at the same times. And within three months of doing that consistently every single week, I was running a show called Stay Humble, Hustle Hard Live that was viewed in 120 plus countries. Now, do I say that to say, oh, look how great I am? Absolutely not. I say that to speak to the power of networking through these platforms, virtual events, podcasts, radio shows, in-person events. And that's what we're teaching at Top Paid Speaker. So we have the virtual one coming up. That will be August 25th to the 27th. It will only be 2 days. And then we have a in-person event. It's going down in the desert. We rented out a big balling mansion in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're going to be doing a 3-day mastermind there. It's going to be September 30th to October 2nd. Yeah, there we go. Got my dates mixed up.
Hello. So, you know, I liked what you said about the whole networking thing, because I don't think I would have gotten anywhere close to where I am today without networking, because I wouldn't have gotten on. Well, to be honest, I didn't really start feeling comfortable with the live stream until I did it consistently after week after week after week. And I know I've been away for a few weeks, but let's just say there were some guests who just felt off MIA and my brain was elsewhere. Instead of being frustrated at the guest for not ever respond, say, hey, I can't do this anymore or whatnot, and just leave me hanging, I decided I moved my whole new website to a new platform. I did that because I was trying to save myself mentally sane, because I lost a lot of business. But my point is that I do see when I did these on a regular basis, I felt like I was, I really missed it.
Once you get used to it, you do, man. You get used to going live on a normal basis, and your audience gets used to you going live on a normal basis, and it almost becomes a part of your life. But you got to be careful, because it sounds to me like you ran into the same thing I did, which is burnout. You know, you get to a point where you're a one man show. You're doing all the promos. You're doing all the networking. You're doing all of the creating content and putting it on all the different platforms. And let's just be honest, it can drive you nuts.
Well, I'm not. I want to admit that I didn't really feel like I was burnt out. I wanted to move everything over just so I didn't, I wasn't, let's just say I was, just to make a brief story short, I wasn't having a good ROI on the other platform and not bashing them, but I just felt like, well, $220 a year, and my traffic went from up, and I didn't really build a good readership, and it went all the way down. So I was like, why am I paying $228 to lose traffic and lose money and everything else?
I feel like you don't want to say the name of the platform, but I want to know what it is. So if you can't say it here, you got to message it to me.
Fine, I'll message it to you after the show, but you can't say anything because I can't really blame it on the platform. It could be a mix of me, it could be a mix of the platform, or it could just mix of all three. I have no idea.
It was because of Google. We're just going to blame Google.
Yeah, let's just blame it Google.
Yeah, it's the Google's fault.
Yeah. Everything that I say tonight is Google's fault too.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime there's a mistake, it's at one point I got to thinking, and I was like, you know, if Google creates an AI, which they have, but it's if people call it the Google, like in the South, that's how we refer to things. We like, man, you want to go to the McDonald's? You want to go to the Google, like, have you look it up on the Google, you know what I mean? Like, and I was thinking, man, like, it's going to turn into a religion, and people are going to be called the Googlets, and they go, anytime they need to know something, they just ask the almighty Google to Google it. So that's gonna be an interesting movie, I think.
The Google. I probably will watch that movie too.
Yeah. So every time we insult Google, we're futuristically being sacrilegious. I think. I don't know if that makes sense. It might not.
What makes sense tonight? I don't know.
It's 2022. I could talk about a lot of things that don't make sense, but we ain't gonna go there.
So, for people who want to join the event, what kind of people would be best suited to watch this event and attend this event?
So that would be that's a great question, by the way. And it would be business owners, aspiring business owners, or anyone that's looking to get into the event space but doesn't really know how.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Realistically, that's as simple as it gets. Because we can help even if you don't know your product yet, it's always great to build a network and to begin growing an audience. So we're perfect for business owners, speakers, and people that are looking to get into the industry, but it's also a great space for someone to step into that maybe hasn't hasn't been to networking events before or hasn't been to in the room with high level players of different industries and had the opportunity to actually get to meet and talk to people who are doing big things in this world. So it's a great experience for everybody.
Well, you and me definitely have to meet sometime in person, and and Marshall has to be there too.
Yeah, we'll see about making that work. Marshall's a little harder to schedule. He's got a whole family, but we're gonna make it happen. Maybe we'll get you out to one of our.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99. And then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Events, or we'll meet at a random mastermind someday. Who knows?
Definitely. You got to keep me posted.
Absolutely. Follow them on Facebook or the Facebook. I'm sorry.
Mark Zuckerberg might not like that because he may probably find out somebody created a second Facebook. Huh?
Well, you know, that's actually the original name of Facebook. Was the Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. That name sucks.
It does. It does. But so does the McDonald's. So we can't go there. We'll get sued. And I like McChickens.
McChickens or?
Bro, like if times get hard, man, I would go get me a McChicken. I'm not gonna lie, but I ain't gonna feel good about it. I won't post it on Instagram. Nobody will know. I'll eat it in an Olive Garden parking lot so I feel better about my life choices.
You might as well just go eat at Olive Garden. It tastes better than McDonald's.
I mean, no one's arguing that, but we're talking principles here, okay?
Sorry.
I think so. And, hey, I'll get it popping with a fettuccine Alfredo any day, but I digress, okay?
So do you have any advice for people who are entering the speaking world of business, etc.?
Don't be embarrassed to be embarrassed. Like,
no, that's me 24/7.
Yeah, pretty much. Like in the simplest way I can put it, man, is you're gonna need some thick skin. Go out there, get your teeth kicked in, hypothetically speaking. I hope you don't literally do that. If you do, you're probably not very good at networking. But but if you're looking to get into the speaking space at all, I highly, highly advise If you're looking to be a speaker yourself, start doing live streams. When I started doing live streams, I had no idea what I was talking about. I would read motivational and inspirational books and then relay the messages that I got in there and then mix them up with my own thoughts and just talk about that. You know, tell your story. Remember that your mess is your message. And this is what you will learn in our industry more than anything else, is that it don't matter how crazy your life has been or how simple your life has been, there's a message to be found along the journey, and that message is your key to the world. You know, people root for the underdog whenever they watch movies and shows and things like that, where it's like we're programmed to do that. And I'm not telling you to go out there and just make people feel sorry for you. You obviously have to have a place you're leading them to. You know, there has to be a message in there somewhere. But that's my advice for you is just start telling your story. Get on, and if you don't want to go live on your own page, well, you'll probably never make it as a speaker if you can't even go live on your own page. But that's just me being blunt. But get on shows. You know, one of the great things about being on a podcast is I don't have to think about what we're going to talk about because he's going to ask me the questions.
Thanks for pointing at me.
Yeah. Hey, I had to think about which hand was going to be that way for a second there.
I was worried about which finger were you going to show.
But yeah, that's my advice, man. Just have the guts to get started. Go live, network, say hello to people. Like, that's where you start, man.
Hey, you know, look, I don't think I would have ever met you if I didn't met Lauren. So.
Yeah. Yep, there are multiple. I mean, here's the thing. Like, a lot of people think they are waiting on this perfect person to come into their network. And oftentimes what you'll find
for that person.
Yeah, but what you'll often find is there's the person is already in your network, but you haven't realized how important that individual is yet, and therefore in some way you haven't watered the seed, so to speak. You know, they're already in your garden. You just don't know how valuable they are, so you haven't watered that. And you know, a study was done several years ago, and it found that somewhere between 70% and 80% of high performing jobs are obtained through someone's network and not through applications. It's just knowing the right person. And how do you get to know the right people? You just get in more rooms, whether they be virtual or in person. Like what right now, you are tapping into my audience and I am tapping into your audience. I was live, give you a perfect example. Our last event, one of the people in our audience heard me and he was like, that guy's definitely from Arkansas. I can tell by his accent. And he reached out to me and he was like, bro, I grew up in Arkansas. And we connected, and then he ended up having his own podcast, and he's wanting to put on his own events, and now we're helping him learn how to put on his own events, and how to use his podcast to promote those, and it was just simply because he decided to sign up for a free event and take the time out of his day to sit there and listen. That's all it is. And now we're there in the future, we could potentially be partnering in an event. Who knows?
So I know I already asked this. Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day. So even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you got to drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information. When, just so the audience who's coming in, when is the virtual event again?
August 25th to the 27th is our next virtual event.
Is that a weekend or is that a weekday?
Good question. It's probably on the weekend. We usually do our events like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but this one's a 2-day event, so it's probably going to be on Friday and Saturday, but I don't know. I'd have to check the calendar.
I'm pulling up one right now. Has this ever been done in a live stream before?
Has anyone ever pulled up a calendar? I highly doubt it. It's very unlikely that anyone would ever or has ever used a calendar.
August 25th is a Thursday, and the 26th is a Friday, and the 27th is a Saturday.
All right, yeah. There we go. So it is a 3-day. It is 3 days. My bad. Yeah. So yeah, it's 3 days.
I'm from the VA commercial.
Do what?
I feel like I'm from the VA commercial. The VA juice.
Oh my god, it's still so nasty.
Well, you don't have to bash the product.
I hate VA so much.
You gotta get your vegetables in.
Nah, bro, I'll go eat a vegetable. No. Mm-mm. It tastes like somebody got mad at tomatoes.
I don't even know what that tastes like.
It tastes like a V8.
So I would just... what are some of the other tips? So what are you guys going to cover during the free virtual event? Can you give me some broad topics? Not to spoil anything.
Well, I mean, we're going to be teaching you.
Damn it.
So you're gonna learn the importance of, first of all, the power of proximity. You know, the power of being in the right room at the right time. And then how to get in the right room at the right time. The importance of putting on virtual events, doing live streams and podcasts, and the power of putting on your own events in person. A lot of people think that it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to start. You know, you got to be making $1 million. You got to be making $100,000 a year to put on your own events. This is not the case. You know, it is. We break the whole thing down, and we will show you step by step how to go from point A to point B. We're going to have some phenomenal speakers. I can't release their names just yet because it's a secret. All right, but we're going to have some amazing speakers coming in that are going to. Or is that a sad face? What was it? It scared me. I don't know what was going on, man. I thought you was having a stroke for a second there. He's like, this is what it looks like when I lift 2 pounds too much. but no, we're going to be teaching you that, man. It's how to put on your own virtual events, your own in-person events. If you're a business owner and you are looking to scale your business to the next level, you're maybe plateauing, you're trying to figure out how to breach a different level of audience or more people, get more people into your business. This is the way to do it. It's 2022. You're going to have to get with the times. I know the news, but I know getting it popping in the newspaper and radio ads was cool in the past, and I'm not going to say that they're terrible now. In fact, I'd advise using them, but You got a cell phone.
West TV.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, hey, look, if you've got a cell phone, you've got a platform. And people don't even utilize it. They sit around watching cat videos and playing, what is that? Angry Birds. Yeah, I was trying to think. I was sorry. I thought it was. I almost said agitated birds. It was the Angry Birds. you know what I'm saying? And then
talk birds.
Yes. I don't know. I'm lost. I thought I had something funny in my head, and it's gone now. But so people, you know, a lot of people they have businesses that they want to promote, and they just don't know how. They're spending tons of money on Facebook advertising and Google ad spend and things like that, and spinning their wheels. And you don't have to spend a bunch of money to get your name out there. You really don't. And that's what we're going to show you. We're going to show you how to get your name out there, how to scale your business. You know, most of our clients ended up making $100,000 within their first 90 days. You know, we had one guy made over $100 million his first year using what it is that we're teaching. So the results are there.
I think I'm going to have to just join on the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
There we go, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Come on. Come to the round table and join us.
Just out of curiosity, what time is it on the 25th, 26th, 27th?
Last time it was 10 a.m. for 2 hours a day. So I'm assuming it's going to be around the same time. Yeah.
Mr. Mark.
Yeah. We'll find out. As we get closer to it, we'll get the times and everything.
Let me know. So I hope you guys put it in Eastern time too, because I can't stand it when events is like, it's only in this time zone and it doesn't.
You're like me. I'll be the first to admit that anytime there's something outside of Central Standard Time, I go to Google and I Google what that time is in my time. I never can keep up with it. Like you messaged me yours and what was it? It was for 8 o'clock your time and that's 7 o'clock my time. I had to Google that. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, at least it's only an hour difference where, you know, I tried dealing with a developer in the UK, and then someone else is like 10 plus hours ahead of both of us.
Then when I ran my show, I ran into that a few times, and people were like, I'm like, yeah, this is the time that we go live. And they're like, my friend, this is 2 o'clock in the morning. I cannot do this. I do accents.
Good Lord. A lot of my colleagues that I have in my network say, why can't we just have one time zone? It'd be nice if there was just one time zone across the whole world.
Well, it would be, but unfortunately, due to the sun, it would be a confusing, very confusing situation.
I know. I'm just saying, theoretically, it would be nice. It's like, oh, we're all on the same time and all on the same page. Oh, this person 15 hours ahead of me. Hey, can you see in the future?
I mean, can you imagine being in like Alaska during their 24 hour and 72 hour sunsets where like someone's like, what time is it? And they're like, it doesn't matter. The sun is right there. I don't know why the people from Alaska are Scottish, but that's where we went with that. So, yeah.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Load Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. I actually been to Alaska before. It was during the summer.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was actually really weird. It was warm.
Are they Scottish?
I don't think so.
Damn. Man. I was way off.
You think?
I don't know how to sound like an Alaskan other than...
Don't quit your day job.
Ah, no, right.
So, just out of curiosity, what are some essentials speakers should always do before and after an event?
Connect with the show host. The host. It is huge. You want to talk about building connections and being put in the right rooms, man. So other than just practicing your talk and making sure that you're not going up half-cocked, it is before the event, like the day before the event, is generally whenever they are setting up the event. Okay, they're putting the stage together. The host will be there. The crew will be there and show up and go to them. Humble yourself, which I know is hard for some people, but humble yourself. Go to them and say, "Hey, can I help put everything together? You mind if I help put the stage together or help move chairs?" They say, yeah, no problem. And then at some point during the process, you say, "Hey, by the way, would it be okay if I gave you a video testimonial on my experience for your event once it's over?" And they'll say, "Of course." And generally what this will lead to is, first of all, you're going to stand out of the crowd. they're gonna remember you, because most people don't do that. They just go to an event, they're a shadow on the wall, they watch, they take some notes, they go home, nothing comes of it. But if you step out of your comfort zone, introduce yourself to the host, make a good first impression, and become part of the event, that is something that you can do. And even as a speaker, you know, I'm at a lot of the events that I speak at, I'm a finale speaker. I'm the one that comes up last. I'm the one that puts on the really big show with all the flashy lights and loud music and whatnot. And when I'm done, the crowd is sweating and going crazy and cheering and roaring and this, that, and another. And even though I'm in that position whenever I speak at an event, when you come into the event, I'm one of the first people that you meet. I'm at the door as guests are coming in. I'm shaking their hand with welcoming them to the event. It ain't even my event. Welcome them to the event, asking them if there's anything I can get for them. And then they find out you're a speaker, and they're like, what? So what? Wait, what? Like, hey, this dude, can you imagine going to an event and Les Brown meets you at the door and offers you a bottle of water or some coffee and you'll ask, you know, lets you know that they want to make this the best experience for you. And then you find out who Les Brown is when he comes up on stage. You know, it's a different level of networking. So as a speaker or an attendee, I would highly advise getting in that room when they're setting up the event, connect to the show host, help out with the event, be a part of it, because guess what? You're going to get invited back to those events. And then that leads to paid gigs, or that leads to bigger stages, or both. And then after the event, follow through what you said. They're going to be very busy after the event. There's going to be a lot of people wanting to talk to them, but this is what's going to happen. They're going to go to a mixer after the event. It's going to be like everybody goes out to eat. They're going to go to a bar. They're going to go somewhere. And the event host and his little entourage, which is his select group of people, are going to go out to eat. And you're going to get invited. And because you're going to go up to them after the event, you say, hey, I'd really like to do a video testimonial for you. Bam. You're going to shoot it right there on the spot while the energy's high. All right. And then they're going to invite you to go out with them, and you're going to make connections that will change your life. You're going to get to sit at tables and have dinner with people you can't afford to hire as coaches and get coaching. I got to go out to eat with Brian Tracy. You know, like what? I could never have afforded to go out to eat with Brian Tracy, but I put myself in the right room at the right time, and I got invited VIP to go out to eat with Brian Tracy. You know what I'm saying? And then he Jones'd on me, which I don't think this has never been said on a podcast before. And if he heard it, he'd probably slap me. But it happened. I went to ask him a question, and he's sitting there sipping his soup. And I was, and he said, he puts his spoon down and he looks up at me all serious. And he goes, before you ask that question, I have a question. And I was like, go ahead. And he said, if you get married in Arkansas, are you still cousins? I shit you not. He asked me that. And I popped back with him. I was like, well, we're the only reason that Ancestry.com is the number one dating site in the South. Okay. You know, I'm not married to my cousin. We got a divorce. No, I'm joking. We're still together. It's you stick together. We've win this that. No, I'm fucking around. I'm playing. But no, I really did. That conversation actually happened. All those jokes were made, and it was. I did not expect to get roasted by Brian Tracy while he sips soup, but it happened.
Well, you know, I have a little similar situation happen. I mean, not the roasted part, but I actually, who did I meet? I was on this person's podcast, and it was live, and this person so at the event, there was comments, and this person said, "Say, hey, you know, I'm gonna go check out your show," and you know, people always just say that, like, "I said something, I wanted to comment," and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen, or sometimes it is kind of, "Oh, I meant it there, but I wasn't really gonna do it just to make the person feel good or whatnot." Well, a few days later, maybe a week later, I'm just going through looking at my YouTube channel, for Crazy Fitness Guy's YouTube channel, and I get a comment, and it's like, "Who is this person?" And I finally put the two together. I was like, "Hey, man, like, remember me from a so and so podcast?" And it's like, "Yeah, I came out to check out your channel." It's like, "Your channel's amazing." And it's like, "I'm gonna go follow it." I'm like, "That's unexpected," like, because I'm not really used to somebody following through on stuff. I had people follow who was telling me, "Yeah, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, yeah, yeah."
Well, hey, can I give you? Do I have permission to give you some advice?
As long as it's appropriate.
Of course, it's not appropriate. So here we go. When people give you, when people say, "Hey, yeah, I'm gonna go follow you," hey, when the energy's high, ask to buy. Okay, I lock them in right then. Hey, like, they say, "I'm gonna go follow you." Awesome. Hey, here's my link. Go ahead and click on that for me. Don't let them walk away. They said they were gonna do something, and if they're a person of their word, if they're a person that is worth being around, they'll do exactly what they said they'll do, and they'll do it right then. If they try to brush you off, well, they're not taking you seriously. And at the end, and at the end of the day, you, I mean, if the person you're trying to build a connection with isn't taking you seriously, that's disrespectful. In the world I come from, I don't do business with disrespectful people.
You and me both. Speaking of outside of your comfort zone, I actually did something outside of my comfort zone this week. And actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And then this week, put it to the test. So I got a part-time job as a sales rep, just so I can continue to keep Crazy Fitness Guy up and running, instead of just, "Hey, I'm just going to close up shop because business is business," and I, not like I'm broke, but I'm still paying stuff out of pocket, and I'm not made of money. If I was, I wouldn't even be working.
Have you thought about sponsors?
You know, of course I thought about sponsors, Tucker. Yeah, they don't just go to the smaller shows and say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to waste my ad money on," like, in total, my podcast is a total of 600 downloads, but my podcast host requires 500 weekly downloads to unlock sponsors. So I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows. All episodes are ad-free, shout-outs are on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus Ask Me About Anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans, starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99, the next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Well, course, hey, man.
I'm trying to get there.
Everybody got to start somewhere. The fact that you're going out and you're working hard to make sure that the wheels keep turning, even though you're spinning them right now and trying to get the momentum going, is something in itself, brother. People see that, and there are people watching that you don't know are watching, and what you do now is going to be beneficial down the road whenever that connection opens up and say, hey, man, I've been here since day one. I just never said anything. And believe you me, that happens. It happened to me I'm going to skip it because it's slipping my mind. But yeah, I met somebody, there it goes. It's Frank Shankwitz, the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. Bless his heart, he's not with us anymore, but he was following me for years on Facebook, and he was watching my shows and everything, and he never commented, and I never knew he was there. I never even knew who he was. Wasn't until went out to dinner with him after an event that I found out who he was. I thought he was just some old cowboy. He said he told me he was a retired police officer, which is what he was. He never took a dime from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, not one. He lived off of his retirement as a police officer, and that right there speaks to what we're talking about, man. I mean, that's like, not only is that being in the right rooms, like he found me on Facebook Live. Who would have ever imagined that the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation would come across little old me and take years, followed me for years, and then at an event walks up to me and he goes, hey, it's an honor to finally meet you. And I'm like, I don't know who this guy is.
But it's funny. I have a kind of a story like that. You're not big as the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but one of my first few followers on Twitter, and you guys, the people who watch the show regularly and listen to the podcast, might recognize his name. My friend and colleague, Luke Murphy, is the author of all the murder mystery books, Calvin Waters, and what's the other one? Charlene Taylor. He was one of my first few Twitter followers. And what was cool though, like when I first met him, I thought, who is this person at all? And you know, like over the years, like, I didn't think of anything of it. I was like, oh, wow, I got 10 followers. And we eventually started interacting with each other on Twitter and whatnot. And also, and like, I saw that he had books and it's like, he's an author? I mean, I wasn't like being a jerk or anything. It just like, I was new to Twitter back in 2017. And I mean, I've heard of Twitter, and I knew what Twitter was, but I just wasn't on it. So I was like, huh, who is this person? And so me and him just got talking and whatnot. And over the years, we kind of built a connection. And like, he gave me some inspiration and whatnot. And I did some more research, and he literally like stood out to me in Google. I read like pretty much all of his books except for the recent one, because I just didn't get to it yet. It's on my wish list. It's on my reading list and my wish list.
What genre did you say that it was he writes?
Murder mystery.
Oh, okay. I've never read one of those.
But what makes it different, he puts humor in it, so it's not like it has dark moments, but they also have some sense of humor to lighten up. It's not like...
So it's Deadpool, basically.
Yeah. but my point is that I didn't know who the heck he was, and then when I Googled his name, it's like, he's freaking amazing. He's an international best-selling author. And it's like, frick. And like, he followed me out of all the... and he's like, yeah, I just found you and I thought you were interesting. And it's like, I didn't think I was interesting back in 2017. And it's like, I was just like, I'm going to hide behind my brand because I don't know if people would like me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works, bro. It's you know, some of the greatest impacts you make and the biggest followers you have are the ones you never see.
Well, but it's funny. But then fast forward, I had him on my live stream, I think twice or maybe once on the live stream, but like two times on the podcast. So I've interacted with him. I interact with his audience. His audience like some of my jokes. Me and him do some different memes with each other on his tweets. He's funny, and yeah, he's all the way. He's from Canada.
Okay, that's why he's so nice. I think that's the rule. If you're Canadian, then you're polite or something.
That's nice. Do you just make up these rules when you just go?
No, but if you send me on an improv loop, it gets weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have any other helpful tips and tricks that for people just starting out or want to advance their careers in speaking?
Learn how to tell a story. Learn step. This is one of the things that we teach at Top Paid Speaker. I apologize. It's been a long day. But this is one of the things that we teach at Top Paid Speaker. Yeah. No, that's not it. It's just around that time. So.
Was your bedtime 4 o'clock?
Oh, what?
Is your bedtime 4 o'clock?
Yeah, you know it, bro. My bedtime is in like less than 2 hours. I'm quite structured. But. I lost my train of thought. Darn it. What was the question again?
So, do you have any tips and tricks for people who wants to start their career or advance their career, or experts out there looking to continue their career?
Keep going.
How much more do you want? Do you want me to just...
No. I'm saying that's my answer to them. You know, is keep going, because it's going to be hard. If you're starting out, you know, I know a lot of people like to paint with sunshine and rainbows, and I don't sugarcoat anything because I don't have time for cavities or the dentist, okay? All right. So I'm going to keep it real with you. It is a roller coaster. But learn how to tell stories. Learn how to tell your story. You know, and if you don't want to start out telling just your story, listen to other people's stories and share theirs. I can sit there and tell you a story about how Think and Grow Rich came to be. you know, and again, that's another story about being in the right room at the right time. But when you tell a story right, you emotionally grip your audience.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You send them on an emotional roller coaster in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and by the time you finish the talk, they have something valuable that they can take home with them and implement in their life or their business. Learn to tell stories that do that, and you will never go without invites to podcasts and stages, anything of that nature.
I believe it, you know. I got a tip as well, and I'm not going to name any names, but last semester in college was very, very interesting. I took a public speaking course, and it turned out not to be public speaking.
What did you didn't end up posing nude for painters, did you?
No, it didn't go that far. What the class was literally speaking off of a PowerPoint, and word for word, not making it up. And I was like, okay, I know I've only been speaking for 2 years. I haven't spoken in person. I've only spoken in person once. And the rest of it was virtual because of COVID and whatnot. I started at the greatest time ever. I started right at the beginning of the pandemic, so great timing. But during that class, I literally had to speak word for word off of a PowerPoint. And even though I've only been speaking 2 years, I've learned a lot in 2 years, and it felt off for me. And it's like, wait, you want me to speak off of PowerPoint? You know, my audience will be.
Yeah, dude, that's called slideshow suicide. Never do that. They must have went to like the newest Toastmasters group in town, and someone forgot to bring the material. I don't know who was teaching that class, but he needs to not. Yeah, I ain't trying to just insult nobody, but that, no.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk, and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day, because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below, and yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.
That is not public speaking. That is publicly reading. you could pass out flashcards and achieve the same result as that.
Well, you know what I refer to as, it's called presenting versus public speaking, because public speaking, you have little notes in front of you to stay on topic, but you don't read word for word. You know, you want your audience, you know, if you have a visual effect, I feel like, okay, you can have some words, but like, okay, here's a bullet point I want you to read, but then I'm going to expand on top of that bullet point. I'm not going to just, okay, here's what you're going to do, blah, 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 blah.
Half your audience is going to be reading it and not even hearing you. And then the other half ain't even going to be paying attention.
I'll be on my phone and be like.
Yeah. I mean, that's like giving a speech with subtitles. In real time.
Well, that's how I feel like when I'm watching a subtitle movie, because it's either way too fast, or, you know, my brother had us watch this one movie. I forget what it's called, but it was filled with subtitles and everything, and it was very, very weird because there's so many weird things that happened in the movie. I was like, way to go. You literally picked the weirdest movie. It wasn't even funny. It was just so oddly strange. I'm like, why did I waste 2 hours of watching this?
That's how I feel after almost every movie I watch.
That was me watching M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar. The Last Airbender, sorry. It can't use Avatar because that went to James Cameron's Avatar. So no offense, James Cameron.
They need to come out with another one of those and finish out the books, because I don't know if they plan on it or not, but just like putting on events, doing live streams or whatever, doing movies is the same thing. That was the first live action version of that, and they made a lot of people loved it, and a lot of people really hated it. So,
The Last Airbender or Avatar?
Avatar. The Last Airbender. Are you talking about Avatar, The Last Airbender, the live action movie, or are you talking about Avatar Blue People?
The Avatar, the Blue People.
Oh, okay, never mind. But yeah, they did. I thought they did good with that movie. It was like an acid trip on acid.
Well, you can come up with something like that.
I mean, really, it was like someone did mushrooms after dipping them in acid, and then like stayed up too long, and then went to a Woodstock concert.
Yeah, you know, just to be honest, when I referenced this before, but in one of my other live streams, but the one movie I ever walked out of a movie, I mean, once it was finished, I walked out and thinking, what the hell did I see for 2 hours? Because the Last Airbender movie from M. Night Shyamalan, I was like, what was going on? And it's like they got the whole story wrong. And then fast forward, I was crushed to learn he didn't like the original TV show. Then leave it as is. Don't remake it. Try and remake it for your...
So when you talk about The Last Airbender, you are referring to Aang and Aang or whatever. They called him Aang in the show, on the movie. His name is Aang.
I know.
I was so disappointed about that.
I know. My only point was that it was just, that was literally the only movie I've ever was like, what the hell did I saw? That was terrible. And I hope they never ever make a second one of that, because I would just bang my head against a wall and say, no. You know,
like, but boy, I see, I'm on the other side of the fence with that. Like, I think that they would do a better job as they went, and they need to finish the freaking, like, you can't do just the first book and leave it at that. I mean,
sure they can, because he did a terrible job.
But he can only get better, you know what I mean?
No, it cannot get better. The fall off of the story. What the hell? There's another spider in my house. This is like the second spider that came into my house.
Have you been eating mushrooms?
No, I'm really, there is a spider in my room.
Are you on your meds? I'm playing.
I don't take any meds. I hate spiders. I'm like Ron Weasley from Harry Potter. I hate spiders. Though, what I really hate is bees. You know, I was trying to cook. I was trying to cook salmon burgers on the grill tonight, and this two bees were just hanging around the grill, around the gas tank. And I'm like, come on, burn it, burn the bee, damn, burn the bee, and. I wanted to burn, because
so violent.
No, I hate bees. I got stung 6 times in my life. I don't ever want to get stung again.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, if a bee stings you, they die. They only have one shot in their entire life, and they spend millions.
But it hurts like hell, though. No thanks.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I mean, you he's like, I'm outside, murder the bees.
Hey, you know, perhaps I'm not going to say it, but think about it. How terrible it is to live a life with a queen bee who tells you when you should go sting someone and die. That's nice.
Well, yeah. I would assume that sucks, but at the end of the day, bees are kind of like machines. They think differently. I mean, well, as far as we know, they don't think individually. Damn.
Yes, I did that live. I was going to crawl up all the way to the ceiling. I'm not going to let it.
Man, he just wanted to sleep in the bed with you, man. He wasn't even going to take up much pillow space, just like a little corner. You know what I'm saying?
It's still stuck to the wall.
Oh, my God. He's like, let that be an example to all of you. He's like, when you come in here, look on the wall.
I'm going to keep it there. Here's my first poster in my new room.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how we got off track.
You're going to have a girl over, and she's going to be like, it's so realistic.
Uh, That's just awkward. It's not real art. It's 3D.
Yeah. She's going to go to her friend. She's going to be like, I don't know, girl. I went to his bedroom and there was bugs on the wall.
I just said to James Cameron, make a 3D bug.
No, because then you'll hate on it on a podcast and we can't have that.
You know, here's the second movie of Bug's Life.
Oh man, this is actually the finale. This was the uncut edition, the extended ending. The story, this is how it actually went. Just so everyone's aware, there wasn't.
Spoiler alert.
They died. They're dead. Yeah. Yes, children, cry. It's okay.
Okay, so before we wrap up, why should people listen to you and Marshall at this event? What makes you guys stand out the most?
Well, in only 4 years, we've helped our clients earn over $134 million doing what it is that we do. You wouldn't be talking to me right now if I didn't do exactly what it is that we're teaching. So the fact that we're here, the fact that I'm even on this podcast at all is a testament to the power of what it is that we're teaching. So the proof is in the pudding.
I mean, they were just like literally gone on a rant for, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's pudding, so.
Yeah, I mean, rants and pudding.
I don't have any figgy pudding, but there's proof in this pudding. Yeah.
So, where can people find you and follow you, and where can people find Marshall and everything else?
Both of us can be found on Facebook. It is the easiest place to find it. If you want to find me, you can look on Facebook, or you can just Google Tucker Bearden. You Google my name, I completely dominate like the first two or three pages of Google. And I know we're mad at Google right now, so I'm going to tell you to, yeah, Google me. anyway.
Not to Google again.
Yeah, so check out TopPaidSpeaker.com. Oh my God. Check out TopPaidSpeaker.com. Make sure you go over there. If we have the ability to do so, I'm going to drop the link to the event. You can come and get free coaching from us. I mean, hey, you don't have to start out being one of our inner circle members or coming to our in-person events. Just come get some free coaching from us and check out our virtual event. Grab you a free seat. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. I will post the links. Just for all the audience out there, when I scheduled this event today on all the our major platforms, and that event somehow got deleted from the platform I use. Don't even ask me how, because I didn't even come back into this tool until like 10 minutes before 8, and it was gone. So I know it was scheduled, and so yeah, that's why we were late. But my point being is, once I get all the links, I'll put it in the live stream notes and everything and descriptions. So I'll do that probably tomorrow, because let's be honest, I'm not going to go on social media at 10 o'clock tonight.
Right. I'm going to be hitting the hay myself when we get off here, man. I really appreciate you for having me on the show, by the way.
Definitely. Anytime. And, did you want to come over here to get this bug off my wall?
Nah, man. Just use like a little squirt gun. And be like, tss, tss.
I should have done the bead today.
Yeah. totally. Yeah.
Speaking of which, for the extended edition, me and my brother, when we were kids, we had this tree. It wasn't a real tree house. It was like this playground for us in the backyard. And they always get bees' nests on it. So one day, me and my brother were going to take it down ourselves. But we didn't do it the way people should do it. So we took our squirt guns and started shooting it. And the queen bee came after us. I ran for hell. And we killed one of them, but then the queen came out, and I think it was the queen because it was big, fat, and it looked very pissed off.
Well, the queen doesn't go on attack, but
are you sure?
No, but she stays in the hive and tells the bees what to do, but that don't mean she won't come out. But herself, she's gonna send all her little minions after you. She's not gonna come after you herself.
Well, again, I don't know, but when I was a kid, this thing, it wasn't like this kind of a bee. It was like this, and it wasn't a carpenter bee either. I can tell the difference. It wasn't hairy either. It was freaking, it was the most ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life, but it's like, I'm getting the hell inside.
Oh, brother. Again, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate you, man. I look forward to being on it again, and good luck with those bees.
You can come and deal with them for me.
Yeah, right.
Have a good night, and I'll just finish it up and talk soon.
All right, later, buddy.
Bye. So that's all the time that we have today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. All the links will be in the description tomorrow, so look for them. And this podcast episode will be coming out probably either next week or the following week after that, just so that we have time to promote their event. And in the meantime, and I just want to make clear, there's another live stream coming on next Friday, and I promise you that I know I've been MIA with live streaming, but I've been focused on my ideas have been going to many different projects, and I just couldn't take the, I kind of felt depressed for a while when some of the guests just didn't show up and didn't care to tell me why a very polite no would do, or polite, I'm sorry, I don't do what I do anymore. But anyway, that's all in the past. So there's going to be more new content coming out, I promise, next week. And by new content, I mean live streaming and whatnot. And so you have that to look forward to. You're welcome. You're welcome. And in the meantime, stay happy, stay healthy, stay healthy. Stay healthy, stay motivated, and stay safe. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay motivated. And I'll see you back here again for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Reclaiming Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Until next time, peace. If you can see my peace sign.
We are audiostack.ai,
combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery,
be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details,
and you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.